In the days before his crucifixion, Jesus taught his disciples that he would be going away to the Father and would ascend into heaven, and that he would be returning to earth someday out in the future, and that he would gather his church unto himself. The dead would be raised, all human beings in the earth would be judged, this present world would come to an end, and a new one would be established. But his principal teachings about that were not the signs of his coming, and he did give some signs in sort of a general way, things that would be happening, and how we would know that it was near, but no one knows when. And his teaching was, be ready. And in this Olivet Discourse that we have been considering in Matthew, the 24th chapter and 25th chapter, he gave 7 parables or stories or illustrations about being ready and what it means to be ready for his coming. Let's read about it in Matthew 24th chapter and the 29th verse. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the nations of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches are yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise you, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. For as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord does come. Jesus said, no one knows. I wonder what he thinks of all these charts and all the books and all the people speculating of the end times when he shall come. I hear very little about preparation. What we need to do to be ready. And the end will come suddenly and unexpectedly. People will be doing different things. Two in the field, one taken, the other left. Grinding at the mill, one taken and the other left. Jesus said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. Be ready. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the promise that Jesus gave that he would return again. We believe him. I pray, O Lord God, for that time. I always want to be ready, Lord, loving you, loving others, and treating them right. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.